in a series of podcasts here, I'm just going to go through the basic nuts and bolts of answers to the questions 1 through 34 on Reconstruction. I'm going to do some other podcasts to provide a little more in-depth discussion into some of these things, especially some of the topics that you may be asked to write about short answer essays on the test this week. So again, here's just kind of bare bones the answers you should have 1 through 34. What is Reconstruction? Reconstruction refers to the time period of putting the Union back together after the Civil War. Sometimes it will be referred to as the process of readmitting the South, bringing that back into the Union. Reconstruction's time period is 1865 to 1877. Two, problems facing the South after the Civil War. Obviously, there was tremendous physical devastation on the South brought about by most of the fighting being done by the war and things like Sherman's March to the Sea. Two, we know that the whole labor force of the South is going to need to be reorganized now that slavery is ended, the institution of slavery is no more. 4 million freed slaves who had done a tremendous amount of the work in the South, that has to be reorganized. The South is also very cash poor as a result of the war. Their currency, the phony currency, the Confederate currency they used during the war is obviously worthless. There are a lot of economic issues facing the South going forward that are going to have to be resolved as the South gets back into the Union. Question number three, what is Lincoln's plan for Reconstruction? Lincoln's plan, again, was very lenient. It's known as the 10% plan. Once 10% of the people who had voted in the election of 1860 take an oath of allegiance to the United States, and that state can then apply for readmission. There wasn't much that Lincoln had. The bar was set very low. They had a recognition, the recognition of the abolition of slavery, obviously, some requirements of providing for education for freed blacks, but other than that, there wasn't a very high bar set by Lincoln in terms of our plan for Reconstruction. Remember, he wanted to put the Union back together and get going forward. Question number four, what was the Radical Republican plan for Reconstruction? Lincoln had many members of his own party who were not believers in a lenient plan for Reconstruction. They wanted a much more stringent plan. They wanted the South to be punished. They wanted the high-ranking Confederate officers stripped of any power going forward, really in many ways kind of stripped of any political say, stripped of the right to vote, all kinds of things of that sort. Most importantly for the radicals, it was the advancement and protection of rights to freed slaves, not just freedom, 13th Amendment abolishing slavery, but also full rights of citizenship, which will come in the 14th Amendment, and the full suffrage, right to vote for black men, which will come in the 15th Amendment. And again, the most radical, the ultra-radical of the radicals wanted land confiscated from some of the plantation-owning Confederates and given to freed slaves as a means by which to get them off on an economic footing. Very different from Lincoln's plan. When Johnson became president, upon Lincoln's assassination, question number five, what was Johnson's plan? Very much trying to carry out what Lincoln had started with a pretty low bar for Reconstruction, for readmission for southern states. The one distinguishing characteristic between his plan and Lincoln's plan was that he was going to force the planter class, the plantation owners, the wealthy southerners, to appeal to him directly for kind of a return of citizenship to the United States, meaning that if they wanted to get their property back, if they wanted to be in political positions going forward, they would have to appeal directly to him. And again, that was in part because Johnson had not been one of them, and he had felt kind of looked down upon by those wealthy planters growing up and in his early political days, so he wanted to get back at them and show them that he was the one who was in control now. But again, the bar very low for Johnson's Reconstruction plan. Six, the Black Codes, instituted by the Southern states soon after the Civil War to reorganize labor, to restrict the freedom of blacks. Again, they've been referred to as a condition of semi-slavery, slavery without the chain. This was what the Southern states were going to do if left to their own devices. They were going to do everything they could to make sure that the freed blacks, men and women, were restricted to field work and labor in the home and basically be landless and rightless and go back to being agricultural workers, and while free, their freedom would not be anywhere near what the freedom of a white Southerner looked like. And some of the restrictions you read, some of the black codes, Louisiana and Mississippi, all kinds of infringement upon basic constitutional rights, you know, right of assembly, right to bear arms, all those kinds of things. And then a lot of the codes of Louisiana and Mississippi deal with labor contracts, and they're pretty blatantly unfair in terms of, you know, if you don't fulfill your contract, you may not get paid for a whole year, all kinds of things about if a freed black man or woman doesn't have a job, what kinds of consequences that might bring with it. There's just a lot of things that are obviously very unfair, and if this is what freedom is going to bring, again, in the minds of many of the radicals, then there was no purpose in fighting and winning the Civil War if this is what the Southern states are going to be allowed to do to the freed slaves.